Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, this is not us. I just came from yet another town hall about university distress, so I'm already exhausted, and it's only 11 a.m. here.
I hear you.
I assume we are not alone in this. Okay. Kevin, are you able to scribe today? Oh, Kevin went to get coffee. Maybe not. Who is
Okay,
here?
I'm here.
Oh, you
No,
are. Okay.
I was just passing you
Oh,
some
it was
coffee there,
Bacaby.
Jen. I thought you could
Oh,
use it.
you're right next to each other, and it looked like the coffee was on Kevin. That's why I was like, I asked Kevin if he could take notes, and he was like, nope, coffee. So are you okay scribing, Kevin?
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you. Sorry. All right. Liaison updates. Maccabee, you've written some stuff here.
Yeah, so we've got two tri-council meetings coming up, one of them this Thursday in the product council time slot where the agenda looks like it's hot topics from the councils. So I guess the chairs will have fun with that one. And then at WolfCon, the tri-council meeting will be the first of the two meetings, right? So I guess then technical council would have our meeting following that after lunch. CC continued. So at the previous CC meeting, as I've mentioned at TC a couple of times, they got input on the sustainable future document. I had shared that Google Doc with everybody. So people wrote that up. And so they've now sort of summarized the responses in terms of summary of core problems and summary of some of the solutions. These are using the like document tabs feature of Google Docs, which I've never seen before, but it's there. So you actually have to look on the tab sidebar to actually find those sections of the document. But it's worth a read through, and their plan is in September to move toward specific actions related to those solutions. So fingers crossed that that will do a thing. Then TC members may not care about this, but they've come up with a clever fundraising solution for Folio using institutions that are not members, which is the hosting vendors, at least some of the big ones, have agreed to pass a line item through of a relatively small amount of money onto the invoices, and it's an opt-out sort of community funding line item that the institution can say no to. I have requested that they open up access to that doc, but they haven't. But if folks want details, I can share a little bit more on it. But basically, it's an attempt to fundraise for those who are not yet agreeing to be members. And then at the very end of the agenda, they gave me about a minute to summarize the discussion or the information we had from Knowledge Integration a couple of weeks ago about Umbrella Leaf and what they're willing or unwilling to do right now in terms of dependency upgrades until there's some community resolution on some of those issues. They're going to ask me to share a little bit more about that at an upcoming meeting. I anticipate there's going to be a request there for some details that are like timeline related, like estimates on when we think some of the dependencies will become a problem from a technical perspective, whether it's Java 17 or some of the Grails dependencies that we're expecting to have security issues or whatever. I am definitely not qualified to share that detail of it, and I know CC is going to ask. So if there's anyone that can either right now answer those questions, or if someone would mind taking an action item to write up a little detail on that regard, that would be extremely helpful for community council to understand the details of that issue. So I am kind of looking for a volunteer on that if someone is willing and knowledgeable.
We can post about that in Slack too. Maybe in just an internal and see if anybody pops up. Wayne?
Yeah, I like Maccabee. I'm not really qualified. I'm sort of curious. I would be curious, Julian, on the security team's perspective on this. Just, what what are the security issues that you see, sort of, being at risk here? I mean, Java 17 is under support for several more years. Grails 7 isn't actually out. So, what are the actual things that we're concretely nervous about?
Well, it's the dependencies and the software library dependencies that are out of date.
McPhee?
I recall when we talked about this a few months ago, when in the Trillium timeframe, I think Craig was sort of leading the concern as well, and I know he's on the security team as well in the same context as Julian just did. I'm wondering if maybe this is something we can make as a request to the security team form, like hey, security team, you guys are technically a TC subgroup. Could you line item, what some of the concerns are and what some of the timing of those concerns would be about those dependencies?
Yeah, that might make sense. And I don't know if any of them are like at the stage of where they like actually have Jira issues yet. But if they were, that might help too. Okay. Well, maybe once we have a date for when that meeting is going to happen, we can make sure we scramble and get everything together. Okay. PC, is Christy here? Yep.
I am. So the Mosaic Orders app integration was endorsed by the product council. It was also announced that the council chairs are starting a newsletter. So Jen, you may be aware of this. And I don't know if anything else needs to be discussed about that or if you have any questions. The community priority, there's a season upcoming of community priorities discussions where individual SIGs have ranked their top five priorities. Last week was the Discovery SIG top five. It was a really interesting discussion from the perspective of what makes sense or what work needs to happen, or what considerations should SIGs have when selecting their top five. For instance, does it make sense to have JIRAs that are still in draft show up as a top priority when it might not be able to be moved on right away? The next product council meeting is going to be the tri-council meeting. So the week after that, the community present priorities will be presented for the data import SIG. I would be interested in hearing what is of interest or what concerns this group might have or want me to bring back about these discussions or represent as a part of these discussions on behalf of the Technical Council. And then the final announcement is that the PC will have a vision workshop at WolfCon to revisit their vision document that had previously been drafted by Kristen Martin.
Great, thank you. Anything from security? I left the one from last time partly because it, I don't know, it seems tied up in all this other stuff that we're talking about. But is there anything new from security?
Nothing in particular that I think needs to be discussed here. Julian or Kevin, would you agree with that? Anything else to add? Okay. Thumbs up from Kevin, at least.
Okay. Oh, sorry. And I skipped over RMS. Our meeting got moved from today to tomorrow, so I don't have anything to say. Anything from Eureka?
No, the early adopters, we only meet every other week, so no change since last week.
Okay. And then community-driven development. I think we've kind of stopped for now, and while the SEC moves on. Is that same right, Maccabee, or are we still doing stuff?
I'm not aware. Yeah. I don't I think there might be something on the calendar this week actually, but I don't think we've had it for the last few weeks. Oh yeah, Jeremy, I think was unavailable again.
Okay, yeah, that's right. So for WolfCon, I think that in the past, TC has not been as formal in their agenda as like PC talking about doing a workshop. I think we've done more of a recap of what people heard over the week and thought about turning that into what we might want to look at over the coming year, as opposed to like we don't try to predict kind of our agenda. So I was kind of imagining it would be the same way this year. But if there are things that we think we should come up with for a more formal agenda, maybe post in the TC internal. It will be a little weird with the scheduling because some of us have kind of planned to be there for the whole day, and other people are going to have to start their travels in the middle of the afternoon. So it might be good to stay a little bit flexible. And of course the folks that are remote will be able to attend the whole thing, but it's the folks that came in person and then need to leave on Friday, that kind of end up in a not great position. Okay. Upcoming meetings. So for this Wednesday, I think there's still a question about whether we need more OST time. Seemed like we were pretty close to what we could do, so maybe today we'll finish it. Sorry, I should have cut these two off. So anyway, so we're here. Thursday we've got the Tri-Council meeting, which again, I put these in the wrong order. Wednesday comes before Thursday. We'll see if we want to move on to Folio Futures or keep talking about OST. Next Monday, there's a US holiday. So this is what we usually do when there's a Monday holiday, is cancel the Monday meeting and then do our regular meeting on Wednesday. So there just wouldn't be a discussion meeting this week. So I just went ahead and did that. But if there's concerns, let me know. So I don't think we need to pick another backlog topic right now. So we had one new. All right. Sorry. All right. So we approved one of these. So that's done. Mod Mosaic, it sounded like what we were waiting for was the PC approval, which I guess just happened. Right. That was where Christy said the PC actually accepted it. Was there anything else that we were waiting on for this TCR?
Thank you.
No, but there's the issue with the provided with the reference data. But that people might have different opinions on that.
Sorry, I was muted. You need people to look at the reference data issue. Is that?
Yeah, I mark this as failed, but if people say, oh, that is not really reference data, then I have that might be accepted.
So is it represented in here somewhere and I just haven't gotten to it yet? Ah, here we go. Okay, sorry. So did the team respond to this at all?
Yes, they simply say, oh, it's optional. But if you simply declare reference data as optional, then we don't need this criterion.
McAbee?
I'm just trying to understand Julian's point there. And I see the criterion says where the module requires at least one value. So if Julian's saying that we wouldn't need this criterion, that means that we'd never have reference data where a module requires at least one value. Is that true? Or do we sometimes have modules where it requires at least one value and this just isn't one of them?
Well, in this module, you need it if you want, if you don't provide a specific value, then you need to provide the default value here, and then it's required. So it depends how you use the module. If you don't use this feature, then you don't need to provide the value.
Wayne.
So Julian, what you're saying is, so if you just run Mod Mosaic, and you never actually try to build an integration, you don't need a configuration for it. But if you actually want it to work, you need a configuration record of some kind. And so from that perspective, it's kind of required. But it's not required for the module to just run quietly doing nothing. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, roughly, but in this case, you if you always provide the default, if you always provide a template ID, then the module will work even if you don't provide this configuration. But if you leave out the template ID in some request, then it should take the default template and then it must be provided. Well, the key thing is here, there can always be only one configuration record, and if you delete it, then you don't have any metadata about the person who deleted it and the time and date when it has been deleted. And so the solution that I suggest here is probably better for tracking for metadata.
Wayne?
From an operator's perspective, I think I agree with Julian that the SMTP configuration API is sort of similarly confusing for operators, in that if it doesn't exist, then you're not then mod email can't send email out. If it does exist, it has an ID and you have to know what the ID is and in order to update it. And there can only be one of them. And so it's sort of a confusing API for operators. And I think that Julian is right. It would be better to just have it created automatically, always have the same UUID, whether that's null or whatnot, and only have put API so that you know what you're dealing with as an operator, right? So I'm just I'm so which I think Julian, that's where that's the sort of angle that you're coming at this from, is that this is a confusing API for operators, since really you have these, you have put, post, and delete, and the only meaningful thing to do is to put, because you can't have more than one. So, if you delete it, the module won't work. And right, I think that's what you're getting at, right? Is that maybe
Yes, that's my
yeah,
main
okay,
concern.
yeah. So I agree with Julian. Whether that means this fails, that feels, I don't understand why the dev team doesn't just say, "Oh, okay, sure, yeah, you're right. That would be easier for an operator." Like, why? What principle are they standing on?
Yeah, I feel like that's my question too. I've kind of been like,
I mean, it feels harsh to fail them. On the other hand, why don't they just make it easier for people who are trying to use the software?
Maccabee?
Yeah, I agree with everybody in this. I think we should decide asynchronously to clarify this criterion to close this loophole in the future. And meantime, we should communicate back to them and be like, it's the consensus of the sysops on TC that this is going to be a pain in the butt and cause problems. Would you please just fix it? We're not going to fail it, at this point. But, future modules wouldn't pass muster with this or existing evaluations.
Is the reason that you would want to pass it timing as opposed to saying, please fix this and then we'll pass it?
No, I don't care when we. I wasn't caring about the timing. I was saying we should pass it because we don't seem to have consensus that this technically violates the criteria as it's written. We just have consensus that it shouldn't be allowed. But
I see.
it,
Gotcha.
yeah,
Right. It's a bad but legal API under our criteria.
right. I'm saying we should tighten it, but we shouldn't fault the developers for the fact that we didn't tighten it already. But we should also tighten it.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Hence loophole. Okay. Shall we lazy consensus this then, or do folks want to vote? Okay. Lazy consensus on whether to approve Mod Mosaic. Any objections? Okay. So who's going to talk to the team again? You, Julian, or do you want somebody else to, or?
I've already talked to them, and so maybe someone else should go there.
What would be the most useful thing, Julian, to just comment on the PR?
Yes, there's already the beginning of the discussion. So you, if you say, okay, this is for the sysops, it's much better to have this change.
Yeah, I'm happy to chime in there. And I don't know, Ingolf, as another sysop, do you think you would want to hop in as well? That would be kind of cool if two of us could gang up on them.
Yeah, sure.
Great. Thanks.
What is the PR on Mod Mosaic, or is the PR are we talking about the PR on TCR?
The TCR. It's on
Okay.
the on the it's on not on the PR, it's on the issue here. If you scroll down here on the screen, it should be there. So
Oh,
other.
perfect. Okay.
Great. All right. Thank you. Maccabee?
Yeah, just to follow up on what I was saying before, is someone willing to draft the rewording of that criterion so we close this loophole for future evals? Otherwise, Murphy's Law will be doing this again in a month or two.
Well, if we don't get a volunteer, we can add it to our topic backlist to have a TCR process update. And then we can maybe just write the PR in one of those Wednesdays. Okay. We had a new TCR come in. Which is request for evaluation. Maccabee took this, and then I think both Wayne and Christy volunteered to shadow. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. We're starting this afternoon.
Great. Okay. And so because of that, I moved. Sorry. So great. So those are taken care of. So to move on to the existing module evaluation, I took some of the same folks that also volunteered to do an existing one, but since you're going to do that new one, I took you off because it seems like too much. If you want to override me, you can. So I was going to, so we already had Florian, and then I was going to ask Ingolf to do the other existing one if he's able.
Which one?
So Alameda, did we pick?
No, we've not. I mean, we picked a mod search and UI export manager. UI export manager is a go. I'm in my talk with the PO for UI export manager. She communicated that although mod search doesn't have a TCR with it, but there was extensive discussion about mod search when it was being introduced back in 2021 or 22 or something, you know, with the I think the rewrite and some meeting notes were available. I'm having some difficulty getting a response from mod search, but I'll push at it early this week, and then the next best option is mod copycat. That would be the next one. So, but once I have the two repositories solidified, then we can just assign any of them to Florian or Ingolf.
Okay. So once you're ready, maybe you'll make Jira issues and then that'll make all of this easier to assign them.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
There are front-end modules and back-end modules. Will this be a back-end module? Because I have never evaluated front-end modules. I
It's
would.
one front end and one back end.
I would very would like to evaluate the back-end module.
Got it.
Okay. All right. Subgroup update. So we know we have an update from the licensing folks. So do you want to go ahead and go first?
Sure. We had our first meeting on Thursday, and we came up with the list of essentially our deliverable will be to document the answers to these questions to make more efficient our future TCR reviews, and that specifically that licensing question. So I shared it, I think on Friday, maybe. So that if anyone had had questions or concerns or whatever on the questions that we're going to try to answer and the deliverables and so forth, they could share. I did. There were a couple of comments that came in, and I think both of them. Well, the first one. I don't know. We can go through them if we want to do that here. The go going starting at the bottom there. Our own list of acceptable licenses, as Julian pointed out, we do have a list that we reference right now, which is the Apache Foundation list, which we obviously have exceptions to, as Julian points out. And I think Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think your intent here was just asking the question, or I forget if this was you or Alameda, forgive me, but just the question of should we continue to use that list or produce our own list? I think that was the question.
Kevin?
Yes. We weren't sure because some of the situation came up because we're questioning certain aspects of this license, and so we wanted to really clarify what our stance is rather than have these questions up in the air. So I think it would be great to have that written down and have it concluded by this committee what our official stance is and be clear on that so we don't have any more confusion on that matter.
Alameda?
Yeah, it's what Kevin said. Basically, when we're going through the TCR, there shouldn't be any ambiguity. Is the license in the list or not? And if it's close, then that can be something that can be discussed in the TC. But we want a list of licenses that, hey, is the license in this list cool? And if the third party license policy still leaves questions, then that's what we want to solidify.
I had a question just about the formatting of this document. So are these things in blue, the questions? I guess is my, sorry, the reason I was confused is because they all seem to have people's initials. So sorry for a dumb question. So are
Yeah,
these blue?
it's Jira's table of contents thing, right? So the headings are the questions, and then it's just jumping down to them, right? We have not begun, at least as a group, we started individually. We haven't begun to actually answer any of them yet. So, right, what we're doing here today is just having TC's review on the questions, not on any draft answers.
Okay, so I see. So these are categories of questions. These are questions about the goals. These are questions about the process.
Yeah, that's basically true. I
Okay.
mean, the there are questions in the goals and process as well. Unfortunately, I didn't do a great job of organizing that. But everything in blue there, you can call a question one way or another.
Okay. But this isn't something like you're going to hand these questions over to, that's more what I was concerned about, that you were going to like give this to CC or something and be like, answer these for us. And that was just a little confusing how it was set up. But you
No.
guys are going to use this yourselves to answer these.
We yes, although Peter Murray is on our group specifically so that we can refer some of it to CC, but we're definitely doing the first draft and the best we can with them. And I think we wanted to have draft answers to these things in the next couple of weeks, because we have like a pretty tight 2 month time frame for the subgroup. I think we wanted to draft this within a few weeks so we can get the answers and the other questions to both TC and CC. I see Kevin's hand.
Yeah, and just to clarify, the initials are just who's been assigned that homework, if you will. So we each have our own particular task, and we're going to try to address those particular questions.
Thank you. I appreciate it. For some reason, I interpreted it as like Kevin was asking this question. Thanks.
Yeah, that was not clear at all. Apologies for that.
Okay. So anything else from licensing for today? Like, do you, I mean, these questions to me looked reasonable. Do you need more than that from us?
This is another lazy consensus thing. If anyone has any, again, we have a tight time frame. So if there are other questions that people would like us to be answering here, or on the other hand, to remove from scope, go for it. For example, if you look under process, one of our goals are to identify existing tools that exist to help with this process and potentially to identify and define any additional tools that we would like. But out of scope for our group is actually writing any tools to address those gaps, again, due to time frame. So yeah, if no one has any other comments, then lazy consensus that we've got a good list of a deliverable there.
Great, thank you. And then I believe that we are also due, sorry, for an update from documentation folks. Yeah, anything from documentation folks to say?
Yeah, we met for the first time last Wednesday. We're working on we're reviewing a what we currently have, all the pages in console, and that's the update, I guess. We're meeting every Wednesday. So we'll meet again this Wednesday.
Sorry, I keep muting myself without any reasoning why. Okay. I don't think we had any RFCs. The decision log. I left this because I could not remember if we needed to do anything else here. Florian, did you update it? Is this done?
I believe Florian is on vacation this week.
Oh. Okay. I did not do a good job of checking. All right. So I'm going to leave it here for another week then, because he was going to update it. I guess I could check. Oops, that's not. Okay, so that still needs to be updated. All right, so we'll ask him when he comes back. Okay. The Umbrella Leaf OST. When we finished on Wednesday, had we gotten through, I know we got down to where we were talking about the policies, but I think we got through everything that we needed to for the current stage. Is that correct? Does that seem right?
Yes, that's what I think.
Okay. So I'm going to update the metadata here. So this should now be active, right? Go down here at the bottom. I guess it doesn't say it
I
does.
think accepted is correct.
Oh, accepted. Okay. Draft accepted. Okay. So we will move this to accepted. Whoops. Alameda?
On the Wednesday meeting, one of the let's just say action items was a communication plan to folks in the community. So the idea was, okay, we've set this version. How do other people know about what's going on? If you go back to the officially supported technologies like header page, where you scroll down a little bit. I added this header of communication plan, but this is, what current plan that we have now. But I think there's some desire to talk to SysOp folks or talk to some folks specifically. So I wanted to highlight that.
So when you say, so sorry, when you say talk to folks specifically, do you mean do something other than just post the announcement in these Slack channels?
Yes, so I believe maybe go if we need someone to do something specific, depending on the criticality of the dependency, to say, for example, go to the SysOps to say, hey, this needs to change by this date, and get a verbal or intentional agreement versus posting it in the channel and hoping for the best come. Release time for the dependencies.
So when do we do that? Oh, sorry, Wayne.
So do you mean, for example, like for the SysOps, there's a place we can go, right? Like we can go to the SIG meeting and make ourselves available. Is that true for other groups, other interested parties?
Is that question to me?
I guess it's a question to anyone, right? Like, so for example, if we were to say, which we aren't, hey, we have to go to Postgres 17 for Umbrella Leaf, so you need to do your planning, it would make sense to go to the SysOps SIG and say, we are with the, we are going to Postgres 17. Here's why. Here's what the implications might be for you. Do you have any questions or concerns? How can we make this better for you? Is there anything similar that we do with any other of our interested parties?
I believe that, well, so yeah, in addition to Slack and going to SysOps, I believe we would also or could also go to the POs meeting. A long, long time ago, there used to be a development leads meeting, but I don't think we have a, I don't think that exists anymore. But I would think that the POs would be one place where you could make that kind of contact towards the development teams.
Yeah, I wonder if the product, don't, which is unfortunately scheduled at the same time as our Wednesday discussion sessions, but obviously somebody could skip off to go to that when needed. And then release management stakeholders, that gets you at least some of the folks that organize releases. So that might be a good place to, I mean, it gets you Alesky, so.
I like the RMS group.
Yeah, feel free reach out to me if you need any support with announcements also on softwares. Yeah, so I can support you.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. I guess my other question about that was like, when do we do that analysis of like, oh, this is a big thing. We need to tell X group. Because I didn't. Maybe it did happen when we were talking about it, but it didn't jump out to me that we were doing it.
I would have to review again, but it was a comment during the meeting to say, okay, we are changing stuff here. How would other people know about it?
Okay. I guess so. I totally get presenting the whole. But if there's like specific bits, that's I guess the part I was wondering about. Wayne?
Yeah, I don't think we talked about it, Jen. Just looking at it from the ops perspective, on the infrastructure page or infrastructure section, I see that we're requiring a major upgrade for Kafka, which right because I think the last version or the last version of the OST required Kafka 3.5 maybe. I guess I'd have to look at it to make sure. But yeah, I don't think we really did that analysis. That might be something that you'd want to highlight for ops. Yeah, the la like Trillium re asked for 3.8 for Kafka. So that would be something that you'd probably want to highlight for ops on some level. And whether that means going to a meeting or just saying, hey, here's the OST, and by the way, you should note that infrastructure changes between Trillium and Umbrella Leaf include a major upgrade to Kafka.
That makes sense. John?
Yeah.
And similarly, it seemed like can't remember if this was looking forward perhaps to a React upgrade. I don't think we've changed React for Umbrella Leaf, but I think we're looking towards it. Anyhow,
Yeah.
there was, right, because Zach had a lot to say about the lead time needed. So whenever someone is saying, highlighting the amount of lead time that's needed, that's a good clue.
I saw you on mute, Zach. Do you want to chime in?
I was mostly saying, yeah, we would love to try to get the next version of React into Umbrella Leaf, but haven't been able to sort of muster the troops as it is. So I think we have, Stripes 10.1 or greater. The only reason it would be an 11.0 is if we actually managed to make that leap to React 19. I realize we're at our cutoff date. I don't have a good answer for that right now.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Alameda, since you had thoughts about how to do this, do you want to take the communication piece?
Updating the plan or doing the actual communication?
Well, I guess doing the actual communication. You
Yeah,
don't
I
have.
can do that.
Okay, all right. Great. Okay, the only other thing, wow, we did such a good job today. Maccabee?
There's one more item on the officially supported technologies if we're otherwise done with that, which is updating the recurring calendar. Not that page, but the I think we call it, what do we call it? Recurring calendar page under TC.
I forgot that page existed, so thank
Yep.
you.
So that this the line of the table that says move umbrella leaf page from draft to accepted, we just did that. So we should change it to say move is it vetch? Is that what it's called? What is the V called? I think
Yes,
vetch.
bitch.
Yeah,
Yep.
move vetch from draft to accepted.
But we haven't even created the vetch page yet.
I know, but what we do is when we finish a task, we update this to say what the equivalent task would be for the next
Okay.
release. So we have the you know, so we have it on the calendar. That would happen when the vetch release scope composition deadline happens. Looking at the OST page, the vetch release scope competition deadline would be listed on the umbrella leaf release page, but I can't find an umbrella leaf release page.
Yeah,
I
I
don't
think
know
it's
if,
not there yet.
yeah, so we would, so for the date, we just have to write a little note that says this will be on the umbrella leaf release page.
Okay. So are is there anything else here that we should have done?
If we know when Trillium GA will be, we could put in the dates on those, I suppose.
Well, I think we'll know tomorrow.
Okay. Then I think that's it for that page for the moment. Do we
Okay.
know while we're playing the Do We Know game, do we know when the Umbrella Leaf release schedule will be?
We'll discuss tomorrow with RMS group.
Got it. Thank you, Alexei. I think as a nice to have enhancement, it might be nice for us to link between back and forth between the OST pages for a particular release and the release schedule for that release as a reference thing. Just a thought.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, the only other question I was going to ask for this Thursday meeting, we're supposed to talk about hot topics, it looks like. So the hot topics in my mind are, and I don't think these are things that we're meant to solve at that meeting, the licensing group. I think we should talk about the challenges of the OST and how it ties into the Folio Futures discussion, because it's essentially about maintenance. And that's also what some of those discussions are about. Those were the two things that I was thinking about. Is there anything that anybody else thinks that should get mentioned as a hot topic for us? Like specifically things where you're like, I believe the other council should know that this is going on. Okay. If you think of anything, just put it in TC internal and we can add it. I feel like the things that we're working on are really tied to the big picture, which I guess is good. Okay, have a good rest of the day.
Sorry guys, before we drop off, so I promised on previous call, it's Alexei, yeah, so that I will give you some updates related to possible adoption of Spring Boot 4.0. So we've got some I've got some updates here. If you don't mind, can I take the screen sharing right now?
Yep, I'm sorry. Next
No
time, feel free
problem.
to yell at me earlier and let me know.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I will try to stay within 4 minutes. All right, so where is my screen? Okay. Okay, this one. So, hope you can see my screen. Together with Slava Chandermayer, Slava prepared this possible hiding stones, what should be taken into account during migration Spring Boot 4.0. There are, I guess, 8 steps, right? So what need to be taken into consideration. So it's just what each dev team who owns Spring base modules, right? So to take into account. So right now it's just like a draft, so in some wiki page, but Slava will post it into Confluence a little bit later this week. Also I estimated the work that is required to different teams to like step in, right? So and make such migration. So approximately for each module, we need around 2 days to adopt it for Spring 4.0. And I guess most biggest part is some adoption of unit tests, because what Slava experienced that when he migrated mod bulk operations to Spring Boot 4.0, so plenty of tests failed, and he spent significant time to fixing them. Right, so I reviewed number of modules from team to team, right? So and it looks like we need additional from one up to two sprints, right? So in different teams, maybe we can fit into one sprint in 2 weeks to make this work. I guess I'm talking about it as a trillion parts of work. And in this case, I'm gonna to also present it tomorrow for technical council related to possible adoption and possible adjustments, right? It's up to 2 sprints. And also I want to highlight that we should keep in mind that Bugfest will not be started until Spring Boot 4.0b officially announced, right? So because we want to make sure that only official announce like third party components are part of our release, right? So and part of our regression testing, what is a Bugfest. So it means that Bugfest will be probably deferred somewhere into late November. So it's my take. So and if it's fine for everyone, we can live with it, and we can ask maybe our dev teams to step in and start working on this work right now. One, two, three, how many? I've got two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 teams who are involved into it. Valaris, Spitfire, ThunderJet, Corsair, Dreamliner, Bien, Bulk, Vega, Firebird, I guess, Kaint, and Valaris. Valaris duplicated. In this case, 10 teams, right? So who need to spend some time to adopt like Spring Boot, and it looks like it should be done somewhere in October. Just like before the Bugfest. That's probably it. So if we're okay with it, with this additional time, I guess it's not a problem to make Spring Boot 4.0 and Spring 7.0 part of Trillium release. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. That seems like really good work. Thank you for working that out.
You're welcome.
Anybody have any thing before we go?
Just can that document be in our notes from today, if it's not already?
Can you share the link?
It sounded like it was also going to end up in Confluence, but just hadn't yet. Okay, we'll track down the link.
Thank you,
All right.
everyone. See you later. Bye bye.
Thanks, guys.
Thank
Bye.
you. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.